My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me now and we will explore these topics and so much more with fascinating guests, authors, and experts who will guide us to Destination Unlimited. Those who have had a daily meditation practice over time are aware of the benefits, including stress reduction, mental clarity, body relaxation, a reduction of chronic pain, and a sense of peacefulness. Medical research has recently documented that there are healing benefits and physiological benefits as well. A 2015 study conducted by UCLA showed that long-term meditators had healthier brain function and more gray matter. Guided meditation also produces these benefits. Joining me again this week on Destination Unlimited is my dear friend, yoga teacher, and soul sister, Judy Hamsa Spagnola. We will blend our voices in guided meditation and invite you to join us on this special journey of spirit and peace. Please join me in welcoming to Destination Unlimited, Judy Hamsa Spagnola. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Vic. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And yourself?
I'm great. It's good to speak to you again today.
It really is. It's you and I, every time we get together and speak or meet, it's like a reunion of soul family. So I'm grateful
for this opportunity.
So Judy, very briefly, just tell our listeners one more time a little bit about you and your practice and how you got involved in yoga and meditation.
Well, as I had told you the other day, I began developing an interest in yoga from watching it on TV many, many, many years ago in the 1970s, probably. And from there, I continued on my search and my quest to learn more about it. I bought books and I read lots of books and began practicing the various poses. And then I met someone who was a yoga teacher, Diana Treglia, and she was actually looking for someone to teach how to teach yoga. So through Diana, I began following her around and I began to teach yoga. I actually then went to Integral Yoga to get my basic 200-hour teacher training certification. And once I became certified as a yoga teacher, I approached the Swami who taught me during that training to teach a gentler class, because I was learning that by taking a basic level one hatha class, people were unable to do all of the asanas for various reasons, various body limitations or age. So he suggested that I go along and start my own gentle class at Integral Yoga and do whatever it was I needed to do. So out of that evolved my writing a manual for gentle yoga for teachers only, so that I could train the teachers how to teach and modify these various poses. And from there, I saw that as people began coming into my classes who were in wheelchairs or who were walking with canes and walkers, that I needed props in the class. So I spoke to Swami Ashokananda, and he was so open toward me with what I was looking to do that he said, whatever you need, we're here for you. And he, through him, I was able to order chairs. I was able to order yoga straps. At the time, I was using neckties before yoga straps were in vogue. So we ordered a bunch of yoga straps. And then as the classes evolved, we brought in blankets and we brought in cushions and we brought in bolsters. The class just evolved and grew. And I would teach twice a year these trainings for the teachers. One was gentle and one was chair. And then that just continued to grow and we combined the two into one major adaptive yoga teacher training program.
So did you invent that? Did you invent gentle yoga?
Well, for integral yoga, I did.
That's wonderful.
Because it didn't exist at that time, as far as I know. But what I did learn was that there were other teachers in different integral yoga schools who were experiencing the same thing and having to modify the poses to enable people to be able to do yoga. So we pulled all of that together and we created one general integral yoga, adaptive, gentle and chair yoga training.
And Swami Satchidananda gave you the spiritual name Hamsa, which means swan. And in the Indian tradition, in the Hindu tradition, the swan is able to discern. If you give the swan a bowl mixed with water and milk, the swan can draw the milk from the water. In other words, draw the goodness from the combination of the two liquids. And that's who you are. You draw the goodness out of everyone that you come in contact with and who you've graced with your yoga teaching and your meditation and your loveliness. Thank you so much, Judy.
Thank you, Vic.
And of course, it's through that you and I met back in 1980 something. I'm not going to say what year it was.
A very long time ago.
And as I explained last week when we did the show together, that seeing your name listed in a adult education newspaper from FDR High School, and said learn yoga with Judy Hamsa, and the name resonated with me, and I met you and started taking your classes, and you asked me to facilitate meditation, and that actually launched me on my spiritual life and my spiritual path all over again. And I will be forever grateful to you, my sister, for doing that.
Thank you, Vic. And I'm forever grateful that you came back into my life over this last year or two, although I've been following you on Facebook, but we really have not been in touch. But we've kind of renewed that friendship again, so I'm very happy about that.
It's a reunion of soul family, Judy, and I think especially at this time, it's necessary for soul family, for people who've done the work to reunite and to help others, and I think that's why we're here together right now.
I agree.
Now, Judy, you're going to do a yoga nidra meditation. Would you please explain what that's about?
Sure. So yoga nidra means yogic sleep. And it's actually the state between being awake and being asleep. It's that in-between state where we're not quite into a deep sleep. And basically all it is focusing on the body. So we do a body scan and begin to relax the various parts of the body. So it's all about staying focused within relaxing. So as I guide you through, you will be able to relax various parts of the body and you'll find that you'll go into a very, very relaxed state of awareness.
So Judy is going to lead us through a yoga nidra meditation, and we're going to have a short break after that. And after that, we're going to come back and combine our voices in some beautiful meditations. So go ahead, Judy.
Okay, thanks, Vic. So as we begin, you can lie down in a comfortable position if you prefer, or if you would prefer to sit, you can sit. With yoga nidra, most people do lie down just to kind of relax the body. It's a way of helping people to fall asleep. So if you feel like lying down, go right ahead. Or again, if you prefer to sit up, stay seated in a comfortable seated position. So close your eyes and take a slow, deep breath. Breathing in and out through the nose, expanding the abdomen, rib cage, and upper chest. Let's hold that breath briefly. And exhale as you begin to feel your body releasing and relaxing. Inhale again, a sense of calm and peacefulness. And as you exhale, release all concerns and worries. Another deep breath, breathing in, holding the breath at the top of the inhalation. And as you exhale, let go of anxiety and tension as you feel your body gently beginning to let go and relax and settle. I'd like you now to bring your awareness to your feet. Relax your toes. Relax your soles. Relax your heels and your ankles, the tops of your feet. Relax your calves and shins, the front and back of your knees, the front and back of your thighs. Feel the muscles, the joints, the nerves, the cells in your legs and feet relax completely. Moving up into your hips, relax your hip joints, the pelvic bones, and the buttocks. Relax the belly, allowing it to gently soften. Muscles, joints, nerves, and cells completely relax as a sense of warmth begins to flow through your body. Moving up into the solar plexus, a few inches above your navel, feel it relax completely, relaxing your rib cage and your chest. Relax the lungs. Relax all of the organs within your body, the stomach, the spleen, gallbladder, liver, even the heart can relax to the point that it can beat in a comfortable rhythm that's just perfect for you today. Relax your collarbones, the top of your shoulders, feeling tension rolling away from your shoulders as the shoulders soften and relax. Relax your arms, your forearms, your wrists, hands, and each finger. Muscles, joints, nerves, and cells. Moving the awareness now into the back of your body. Relax your lower back, your middle back, your shoulder blades, your upper back. Relax all the muscles that support your back and allow them to relax and to release. Relax your spine, the entire spinal column, and all of the vertebrae. Relax the nerves connected to the spine, which radiate throughout the body. Feel the entire spinal column relax. Relax the entire spinal cord. Continuing on this journey, relax the muscles of your neck and throat. You may feel the need to gently swallow as those muscles relax. Relax the facial features, allowing them to soften, relaxing the chin, the jaw, the mouth, the lips, the tongue. Be sure your teeth are not clenched. The lips are slightly parted, and there's a soft, gentle smile on your lips. Relax your cheekbones and the hollows of your cheeks. Relax the nasal passages and the sinuses. Relax the eyes, the eyelids, the eye sockets. Relax your temples and forehead as though someone was gently massaging them, releasing any furrows in your brow as your forehead softens and relaxes. Relax the crown of your head and the back of your skull. Slow, soft inhalations followed by slow, soft exhalations. Relax and let go completely, feeling a sense of floating or drifting. And as you feel ready, maintaining this sense of relaxation, begin to return to the present moment. And when you're ready, you'll take 3 deep cleansing breaths and slowly open your eyes.
Thank you, Judy, for that beautiful meditation. We ask our listeners to continue to relax. And after this 1-minute break on the Om Times Radio Network, we'll be back with a wonderful global healing meditation for all of you, your family and friends, your community, our country, and the entire world.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited with my very special guest, my dear friend, my soul sister, yoga teacher, Judy Hamsa Spagnola, and we're going to do together a blending of our voices in the next guided meditation, a blending of the yin and the yang, the loving mother and father energy, and get you back into a relaxed state. This meditation can be practiced by anyone, including Reiki practitioners, spiritual healers, light workers, and the general public. The only thing you need is to come from a place of pure, loving intention.
So, this time, it would be preferable for you to be in a comfortable seated position with your feet. If you're sitting in a chair, the feet are gently grounded on the floor, or you can sit with your legs folded, yoga style. You can also sit on a sofa. You can sit on a cushion or a folded blanket, as long as your spine is straight. And you can have your hands gently resting on your lap, either palms up or palms down. Or if you're comfortable, you can place your hands, one hand over your solar plexus, a few inches above the navel, and the other over the heart center. So we'll close the eyes again and begin to take 3 deep cleansing breaths, allowing your breath to flow and to return to its natural rhythm after that 3rd breath. As you feel your body relaxing now, I'd like you to sense, visualize, or imagine in your mind's eye an image of our beautiful planet Earth. Imagine seeing if you can shrink this our planet in size so that you can actually hold it in between your two hands as though you were holding a basketball or a soccer ball. Imagine, if you will, a beautiful emerald green light beginning to hover around our planet. This green light represents healing.
Visualize this emerald green light entering our planet as though it was gently pulsing, a gently pulsing beam of light coming in through the north, the south, the east, and west, until all four of these beams of green light meet and merge in the center of the earth and begin to pulse and expand and grow upward and outward to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west, filling our planet with the warm emerald green light of healing energy.
Radiating throughout our waterways, oceans, and rivers, radiating throughout our fields and valleys, our mountains, plant life and vegetation, our animals, mammals, and all humans. See all of creation, everything and everyone being bathed in this beautiful, glowing, radiant emerald green healing energy. Now take a deep breath and let it go.
Now imagine another light. This one is blue, a little deeper than the blue of the sky. This blue light represents peace and calmness. See it pouring into the center of the earth from the north, south, the east, and west. And as it meets in the center of the earth, the blue light of calm and peace merges and grows stronger, pulsing and radiating throughout our planet, filling the earth with the blue light of peacefulness and calm. Take a deep cleansing breath and let it go.
Finally, imagine a beautiful golden white light, which represents divine and unconditional love. See this light as it enters the earth from the north, the south, the east, and the west, until it meets in the center of the earth's core and merges. It begins to pulse and radiate outward to the north, south, east, and west throughout our planet, filling it with divine unconditional love. Feel the power of these three lights as they heal, spread peace and love throughout. And feel these three lights, so powerful that they absorb the virus into itself. And these lights transmit the virus into light and into good for the betterment of humankind.
Now visualize the entire planet with everyone on it, smiling, joyful, healthy, peaceful, loving, and most of all, grateful.
Grateful for who we are, grateful for being able to live on this beautiful and bountiful earth, grateful for one another and to one another for working together as one collective and connected heart.
Take a deep breath and smile. And when you are ready,
you may slowly open your eyes.
Judy, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you for joining me in that wonderful guided meditation.
Thank you, Vic, for allowing us both to do this.
Before we take the break, please tell our listeners how they can find you.
Well, you can follow me on Facebook under Judy Hamsa Spagnola and jhamsa1 at aol.com.
For more information, you can also reach Judy Hamsa Spagnola through Integral Yoga at area code 212-929-0586. And we will return after these words from the OM Times Radio Network. You are listening to OTR FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Back on Destination Unlimited, and so grateful to be here this week with my dear soul sister, yoga teacher, and dear friend, Judy Hamsa Spagnola. We had mentioned last week and also earlier that Judy and I had met through her yoga classes that she was offering when my spiritual path reemerged, and how she is really the leader of that path, who put me on that path and helped me grow through that path. And one of the beautiful things we used to share was all of her friends, yoga teachers, and all their students used to take these wonderful retreats to a Zen monastery in Livingston Manor, New York, for weekends of yoga and meditation. And just the joy of us being together. Judy, it was like we were children together, wasn't it, when we were all together?
It really was. Yeah, it was like being away at camp.
Yeah, and being king, we would sit around in the Zendo and we would sing songs together. And Diana Treglia, another wonderful teacher, Judy's friend and my friend, and the one who really led Judy into yoga, she and I would sit and write song parodies to entertain the Roshi, who was the head monk, the head abbot of the Zendo. And that's, we would just sit around and have all this joy, and we'd give each other hugs and massages, and it was just a very special time. That was the opportunity that really introduced us to Reiki, because at one of these weekend gatherings, someone mentioned the word Reiki, which I had never heard consciously. Judy, did you ever hear the word Reiki before we went on that
path? I don't think I had heard of it, or I had heard of it but didn't really know what it was. Right. And then I learned of one of our friends and teachers, Betty Dernan. She was doing Reiki. She had become a Reiki practitioner. So we had her come up to the retreat and offer Reiki sessions to our people there. And I took my first Reiki session through Betty and found that it was one of the most profound experiences of my life. It was a very spiritual experience, and I felt like I needed to learn much more about this, because it was something that was familiar to me, yet still unknown.
Absolutely. I had the same experience, and this was in October, and we said, oh, that's something we'll look at this coming year, next year, January, and 2 weeks mm-hmm. later, we were on our Reiki class together, and that was right. the beginning that's of the right. path, and that was so special. Yeah. So speaking of Buddhist monks, many years ago, I heard the story of a Buddhist monk who was traveling with a young apprentice. They stopped on the road for a brief nap, and when the apprentice awoke, he noticed that his master was looking into a mirror and thought to himself that his master was vain. He approached the older monk and questioned his vanity. The wise old monk smiled and told his young apprentice, "My son, when I look into this mirror, I see the source of all my questions and the source of all my answers." The young apprentice, slightly embarrassed, bowed and thanked his master for this wisdom. Each of you to emulate the wisdom of this wonderful sage monk.
So once again, let's find a comfortable seat, a chair with your feet gently grounded on the floor or your legs folded yoga style, or you can be seated on the floor, sitting on a cushion or folded blanket with the spine straight and the hands gently resting on your lap. The hands can also be placed with one hand over the solar plexus a few inches above the navel and the other hand over the heart center if this is comfortable for you. Now close your eyes and take a slow, deep breath, inhaling through the nose, expanding the abdomen, the rib cage, and the upper chest. Hold it briefly. And exhale through the nose as you begin to feel your body releasing and relaxing. Do this a couple of more times as you begin to let go of concerns and worries, and as you let go of anxiety and any tension that you may be holding on to.
In your mind's eye, sense or visualize a lovely walking path surrounded by lush green trees, beautiful foliage, a Garden of Eden. As you walk along this path, feel a gentle warm breeze caressing your face as the sun shines brightly. Know that this is your special place of serenity, security, peace, and comfort. As you walk, you find a safe and welcoming spot where you may sit comfortably. And as you sit, pondering this beauty of nature that surrounds you, this glorious day, you'll find next to you a jeweled mirror in the grass. Pick it up. Look at the workmanship of this wonderful mirror. It is made of highly polished glass with a series of beautiful semi-precious and precious stones encircling the outside of the mirror. You may find stones and crystals that you resonate with, that you have in your personal collection, as part of the stones decorating this beautiful mirror. And after looking at the outside and the exterior of the mirror, begin to look at the reflective glass. Gently observe your reflection, your image in the mirror.
As you gaze into the mirror, you pose a question that you've been carrying in your mind. This question may be about choices you have to make or anything that you need an answer for. In one or two sentences, pose your question to your image in the mirror, knowing that your higher self will provide the answer that is for your highest good, your safety, your health, and your happiness.
Listen carefully and lovingly as your higher self speaks to you from the mirror and answers your question. If you need more information or clarity, ask for that now. Having received your answer, feel a deep sense of gratitude and thank your higher self for sharing this wisdom. Knowing that this special place is yours to visit anytime. Anytime you have a question or just to connect with your higher self, see yourself standing and returning to the path, slowly walking back to where you started. The beauty of nature, the wonder of creation surrounds you, and you feel perfect peace. When you arrive back to the point where you started, sense yourself returning to the present time, feeling relaxed and refreshed and filled with gratitude and peace. Take 3 deep and cleansing breaths, and when you are ready, open your eyes. And we'll be back with my dear friend and soul sister, Judy Hamsa Spagnola, after these words on the Om Times Radio Network.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, Level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to Level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at 2 major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Back on Destination Unlimited with my wonderful friend, my soul sister, yoga teacher, Judy Hamsa Spagnola. Judy, I understand that you've actually been teaching yoga classes through Integral Yoga over Zoom. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yes, thank you, Vic. I belong to Integral Yoga for so many years. I'm a senior teacher there. And so we're doing these various free online classes. And this Thursday, I'm teaching a chair yoga class for anyone who is interested. It will be at 10:15. So we're asking people to tune in to Zoom to Integral Yoga's website at 10 o'clock. So the website is IYINY.org. And then you would simply scroll down, go to where it says free online classes, and see chair yoga with Hamsa.
Now, we're recording this. We're pre-recording this. The one she's referring to will be on Thursday, April 2nd. So if you're listening to this after the fact in the archive, you can still go to the Integral Yoga website and see what their offerings are. But this specific class will be this Thursday, April 2nd, at the time that we're recording this.
Great.
So, Judy, as a final gift to our listeners, let's do one more deep relaxation meditation in your voice. And, Judy, I understand that you have a slogan that your husband actually came up with. What is that?
That's correct. Yes, it is, the best medication is meditation.
That is wonderful. And as I shared in the opening of the program, medical science has shown that meditation, a regular practice of meditation, a few minutes every day, actually benefits your health, your brain, your body, and obviously reduces stress, anxiety, and makes you feel more comfortable and peaceful. And in our world today, with this COVID-19 virus, it's really important that we all diffuse fear, find peace and serenity within ourselves, and share that peace and serenity lovingly with one another. So one more time, my dear sister Judy will now offer a Yoga Nidra meditation.
Thank you, Vic. So once again, let's find our comfortable seat, bringing the awareness to the breath. Take a few moments to breathe in, expanding the abdomen, rib cage, and upper chest. And gently to exhale, releasing fear and anxiety. Inhale again, expanding abdomen, rib cage, and upper chest. And as you exhale, let go of concerns, feeling only calm and peace within your body. One more breath, allow that calm and peacefulness to quiet your thoughts. And as we focus in on the breath, imagine this breath in the form of a golden white light. Breathing in, draw the breath into the soles of your feet, allowing it to move up through both of your legs, to gather at the base of your spine, and to continue to flow up through the spinal column, flowing over the top of your head and down into the base of the spine. Let's follow that breath once again as it moves into your feet, moves up both of your legs. It gathers in the base of your spine. It moves into your hands as well and your arms. It flows up the spine and up through your arms and shoulders, over the crown, flowing down the front of your body into the base of your spine. Healing, cleansing, and relaxing every part of your body, every muscle, every joint, every nerve, every cell, keeping all of your systems healthy and functioning as they should. Digestive, the circulatory system, the nervous system, the muscular system, and all the systems of your body, allowing them to function properly, to keep you healthy, especially now when it's so needed, and to continue keeping us healthy throughout our lives. All we need do is to tap into this breathing technique and visualize ourselves healthy and happy, peaceful and calm. Breathing in, feeling the gentle coolness of the breath along the tip of your nose. Breathing out, feel the gentle warmth of the breath along the upper lip. Breathing in, I know that I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know that I am breathing out. In, out, slow, deep, peaceful breath, easeful breath. In, out, smile, release. Continue to rest in the state of peaceful breath, healing breath, relaxing breath, as though you are floating, drifting on a cloud of breath.
As you are drifting on this soft and wonderful cloud of breath, begin to sense, visualize, or be aware of your heart. Understand that what you are doing is a gift to your heart and to all of your being. Open your heart to yourself. In your mind's eye, visualize your heart glowing, radiating, surrounded by golden light. And to yourself silently, repeat the following 3 times. I am loved. I am loved. I am worthy of that love. I am worthy of that love. I am worthy of that love. I will give myself the same loving kindness and attention that I have so often given others, and know that I am worthy to receive it. I will give myself the same loving kindness and attention that I have so often given others, and know that I am worthy to receive it. I will give myself the same loving kindness and attention that I have so often given others, and know that I am worthy to receive it.
Continue to float in that cloud of softness and breath. And as you do so, begin to deepen the breath, becoming aware of your fingers and your toes, becoming aware of the body, bringing yourself slowly back into this present moment. Slowly back into your heart center and into your thoughts. Gently begin to move and stretch in any way that feels good to you. And in your own time and space, as you feel ready, you may open your eyes.
Om.
Om.
Shanti.
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 Shanti. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, which means, may the entire universe be filled with peace and joy, love and light, and may the light of truth overcome all darkness. Victory to that light.
My dear soul sister, thank you so much for joining me in bringing these meditations of love, of kindness, of compassion, of healing, and hope to those who need to hear it at this time. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Vic.
And thank you for joining us on Destination Unlimited. I'm Victor the Voice Vermin. May you and yours be safe and well. Peace.